Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
No man had seen God at any time, but Jesus became the image of God. That means any transaction happening between man and God, even if you say you see God, it's Jesus you will see. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God. Not part of it. The full armor. So that you may be able to what? To withstand. Is it possible we are partially dressed? That is why we are not able to hold our ground. Is it possible the excuses we are making are a direct product of the fact that we are not fully clothed? I have a message, the part two. Should I preach it or should I switch into this full armor? Because I don't know. First half, second half, how do you like it? Oh yeah, choose now. I choose the two for you. We'll close four. Sincerely, nothing is more beautiful than to sit under the atmosphere of God's word. The atmosphere is calm. You can tell. It's not the one that they are telling you that the Lord is here. You can actually tell that God is in our midst, teaching us his ways, showing us his path, ministering to everybody at their level. Then you leave the church, you are not looking at the time. There was a day, I think one of these last few weeks, after we scattered the church here, and I still waited till like 5 p.m. and I felt fulfilled. Then I decided to pass Ojota. You know, you have to hear God even before you don't depend on that Google map. Things are happening in Lagos. My brother, the moment I got to Chinatown, then the reality dawned on me that all your mates are at their various homes. Some have slept this afternoon. Sunday. Some have forgotten they went to church. You are doing man of God. Now, at Chinatown, up to Bagada, traffic. Sunday. All the anointing left me. I was angry. I was upset. This is not good for a man that has had an encounter with God. He's supposed to just go home and be floating in the air. They remove all the floating. Remove the mattress. Remove everything. Enter the traffic. I said today. I told myself, I said today. Not only is the traffic planning for me, I'm planning for it. I will not follow that Jota route. There's something happening there. And it's not good. You are blessed. There's joy in the spirit. I don't know. There's joy, you. He said in his presence is what? The fullness of joy. The Lord says, how you know I have taken over a man completely is when there is no restraint. Have you ever seen somebody worshiping God and you started questioning your own faith in God? Like, you love him, but you don't love him with all your heart. I want to preach, but there's a struggle. And there's a struggle. There's a struggle. I'm struggling, sincerely. Because I feel like there's laughter inside me. There's laughter. There's laughter. I'm laughing inside, and it's not something I can control. So I'm trying to decide whether to look like a fool or to be the kind of pastor you people like. Or Paul said, I will pray in the spirit. And then he gave us another one. He said, I will sing in the spirit. He didn't give us laughing. But we found that one out. The Lord says, he that sits in heaven will laugh when he sees the conspiracy of the enemy. There are some fundamental mistakes people are making. When Elijah was in a contest with 400 prophets, I'm talking to somebody now. They called on their gods, but their gods was on leave. He was on vacation. He was in the Cayman Islands. He was on leave, enjoying with his girlfriend. He was enjoying. So he told us, I'm not receiving calls. I'm not responding to emails. You guys will manage till I come back. But it was the day that he traveled that Elijah said, let us settle this fight. Elijah now took seat. He took seat and encouraged them to call upon their God. But when it was Elijah's turn, he didn't use the stones the way those people set it. He went and reset the foundation. He reset the stones. No. He structured it according to the 12 tribes. That's what it means to reset the foundation. He reset the stone. And they say, pour water. The water represents the word of God and the spirit of God. This sacrifice, this altar, is only useful to the heavens. Because it is over, it's soaked with the movement of the spirit, soaked with the word of God. That's why fire can come on it. Some people are trying to use old methods, things that you saw that people did in your family. Who told you it is beauty that keeps a man with you? Who told you? Ha! I know you are fine, but I can't see it. God, familiarity breeds contempt. Some people are banking on their beauty and their makeup. It's about your making side. Elijah reset the stones. You cannot learn how to rearrange such things if you have not been with God. Say, let it be known that today you have restored your people back to you and the fire fell. Don't use old methods. Find out the structure of the altar that God wants you to build. People are still visiting prophets on the mountain, prophets with two wives, three wives. Say, Baba, help me check. Is it Chike or is it Okechuku? The man with two wives wants to tell you who your husband is. Meanwhile, he has two wives. Enjoying the goodness of God from two directions. But you want to get cancer from a man with two wives. He who is blessed of God. Bible says Abraham of the Most High is blessed of God. A man that beats his wife, who is a professional boxer, is the one you are asking to help you pray. People are doing it, Pastor David. People are still checking tarot cards. People are going on Facebook to check their stars. They say it's a game. It's a snare. Oh, I'm apricot. What are those things? Zodiac. I'm Taurus. You are not only Aquarius. You are a fish. People are playing with faulty stones. People are toying with stones and they say it's a game. Choose your star. Choose your hero. Choose your avatar. In 3D animation, we do avatar now. But it's not that one. You don't know. It's market we are selling. We are selling market. Don't spoil my market. But people are choosing foul spirits, faulty stones, faulty foundations. People want to see Jesus at all costs. Some people who are looking for visions, they ran mad. Ran mad. I was in Benin City. And while I was ministering, the power of God came upon a particular lady and she started prancing like a cat. She was climbing walls. For some of you who say we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you better ask your grandfather if he was a herbalist or maybe he has sold the old generation. Use their destiny to shine. I asked my mom. Do you know what I realized? My mom is the living custodian of the family, my father's family secret. Because she spent a lot of time with her father-in-law. And they used to talk. Say, this one, this is what will be of this one. This one, show that documents, told that history that even my own dad and the children didn't know. Because she was always with the man. You know, they relate. Ah, Yaomi, you've not used your powder today. My father-in-law, my grandfather will do powder for my wife. Ah, no, I have to be looking okay. And because he was in the war, so they learned how to drink tea, morning, afternoon, night. There are certain things my mom told me the last time she came. And she told me, say, this one, nobody knows. It was this last time she came, she told me that my son's name is not Shafet. I said, eh. Oh, it's late, yo. Everywhere around the world. Ha. She now told me the... Ha. Say one thing, got his people. Ask story, keep fighting your father. They have secrets. You better go and say to her and let them tell you where you are. Do you know that from my grandfather, the one who my mom sat with, nobody has a record, living record, of who my great grandfather is? No name, no detail, no wife, no nothing about him upwards. So if there was something that happened 300 years ago, no data. It's not Melchizedek. It's not Melchizedek. I'm telling you, do you understand what I'm saying? That for my grandfather, can you see the distance is not much. No record for my family. Now, if I ask some of you now, it's only your uncle. You even I became a bit scared that I don't have anything to say, okay, this one was a calabash worshiper. This one was nothing. That means it was in the realm of peace, like a dark age for that family. Whatever was done in that realm was concealed. Only by revelation can we bring it out. The question is, do I even want to look inside and see what is there? Because I don't want to be shocked. We don't even know his name. That age was so dark that we don't even remember his name. So when you see some of us, pray. Just be following as I follow Christ. So. Things are happening. A lot of people need help from God in this Nigeria. A lot of people need help. That's what I told you. Don't just be posting on WhatsApp. Hey, I'm God's kid. This is how I woke up this morning. What is behind 6 is more than 7. I just told you. People think I like to talk about my life. Some of you, like I was talking about this lady, some of you are carrying treasures and deposits that can change lives and nations. But the situation going on around you is making you, you are even trying to survive. That is where I was going, sir. You know, you and Pastor Charles. That is where I would say I was going to open the fire. The Lord said, you want to see result? Huh? Shalom, my brother Sam. He said, you will not see result till you step out. You will step on faith. And you will not see results for a while. But one day, cripple will walk. Blind will see. So, this same man. Because you'll be remembering the last Amala you ate. He that considers the wind will not sow. I beg, no time. This message, you people have successfully defeated it. Because now, people think the pastor doesn't have a message. I'm not one of those people that they force to give national broadcast. We have message. Please, go and get the first service message. Because you people cannot wait till 2. And I've told myself, I want to be a leader that people love. The pastor that says it, and you meet it like that. Every time I said that, I end up asking God for forgiveness. It's like you are lying on the altar. That which has been revealed to you by the Spirit of God, they are the things that have been allocated. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 say the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Say, but the things that are revealed, said the Lord, are for you and your children. That means every revelation has a generational impact. That if you walk in these things, your children can continue that custom. That they can walk in that blessing. So don't look at the things God is revealing to you in these meetings as something that involves only you. Is something your children will lay hold on. They will walk in it because you have set the pace. Say, because of the decay and on the enterprise of darkness. Say, that which has been predetermined. That which the enemy has conceived in his mind. Concerning these young ones. That they will stray from their womb. He said, also, I am now filling my children from the womb with my spirit. So I'm going to fill them from the womb. He said, like John, it will happen again. It will happen again. They will kick. They will have a response in the womb towards whenever they're in spiritual atmosphere, they will respond. They will kick. People are going about. So what God is doing is beyond your personal problem. God is taking it further. I was supposed to teach you on restoring the foundations, but I've broken my promise again. But we can do it in 5 minutes. Like you go to me. Everything is in point. Listen to me. Spiritual things, they are like raw food, raw rice. It is the atmosphere that cooks it. You can know plenty Bible and nothing will work for you. But when you have the rice, raw food, and the atmosphere, the fire of the spirit, you can cook that thing. What this atmosphere is doing to you now, some of you will check your body, you won't find that pain again. Because somebody in your family has cancer. That in my cleanse is church. By the washing of water, by the word of God. So, What we are doing is we are opening an atmosphere of the spirit of the world to speak to everyone where they are. I'm seeing somebody else here, also something similar. I see the Lord, another lady, the Lord is stretching your bones somewhere in your arm. I'm seeing him stretching your hand. I don't know what's happening there. Aha. And this is the word of the Lord to this person. I have a word from the Lord for you. He said, now I am stretching your arms because I have now given you capacity to do more. With result. Clear result. Clear result. So I'm giving you capacity to do more. With clear evidence. Clear evidence. Like this. Undeniable proof. But us here, the Lord says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. There was a reason why Samuel heard the voice of the Lord. He stayed in the temple under the light and the candle of the Lord. The scripture says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God uses the human spirit to search. It's like a Google search machine. It just troubleshoots. Into my heart, into my heart,
come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in to stay, come in to stay, come in to my heart.
Aha. Stay with me. He said, your portion. Alikaro, Celia. I'm prophesying to somebody here. I see somebody, a young man, on his way to the airport. Because it was noised abroad that such a skill like the one you have was being desired abroad. And you have thought about it several times. Peradventure, it's time to move. But the Lord said, I kept you back for your own preservation. Say, for behold, I make all things beautiful in his time. That right from this point, I will bring the nations to seek for your skill. That do not fear. Do not fret. He said, I am the one orchestrating these things. Because of the covenants I had with you, the dealings of God I had with you back in the university. I'm talking about a man here. Do not fret. He said, be at peace. Listen, there are certain things that affect the foundation of people. And sometimes they do not factor these things. I need to ask, we need to vote. Do you like this kind of preaching or do you want the normal open Bible? Because we need to open Bible for you people. There are things that the Lord was helping me appreciate a few days ago about why people have problems with their foundation. The word of God tells us that no other foundation can be laid except that which is laid in Jesus Christ. The scripture also says to us that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Ah, and I like the song my friend sang in Joss. We've come to the stone of the corner. You don't worry. It's a spirit song. You are not even there yet. Ah, that day we sang the song, we gyrated in the spirit. Ah, do you know this song? Ah, I'm current. I'm even more current than I. Ah. When my friend begins to sing like that, his own anointing brings the atmosphere of the presence. But me, under that atmosphere, miracle we have. We'll prophesy, we'll cut it into pieces. There are certain things that affect the foundation of a person. I want to talk about a few of them. Now, whatever error, please, if you look at that scripture in Psalms 11 and verse 3, he said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Not what the unbeliever. This is a contention for the destiny of believers. This contention would not have been an issue if you are not a Christian. But how can a believer be caught off guard till the enemy came close, sowed tears, corrupted the foundation, and then God said, this foundation is destroyed? Please, this is a short message, exhortation. In those days, in our FCS in the north, we now welcome Brother Timothy or Brother Zacharias to give us a short exhortation. Then the person inviting will do his hand like this. And then when Brother Zacharias comes, he wears his shirt, trousers, and wears sandals. You know that you are in for a roller coaster in the spirit, because you will hear the true word of God. He's not looking at your face. Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Are you fornicating? Are you backbiting? He's telling you all this is why you end up here. You are like... You know how many times I gave my life to Christ, eh? Because of this kind of message. One day I asked God, is it that you don't like me? Forgive us if every Sunday, later I say, maybe God is busy, I move to Friday. Eventually, it was on Thursday, God showed up. that assurance of being saved, you can't buy it, though. If you don't have it, my brother, start praying. If the foundations, now, do you see the word S behind that foundation? Some people are spiritually healthy. Maritally, they are finished. The devil won't tell you don't be a pastor. He won't tell you don't be a preacher. He just give you one wife. Cassie baby. Cassandra. Melinda. All the dadas. All those people. Your name is Elizabeth, but I call you Liz. Lizzie. All those people that will tell you, you want to stay in Nigeria? I can stay in Nigeria. I just got a job. In Microsoft, you know, and I can't stay here. You want to be a pastor? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not feeling that. I didn't marry a pastor. I married a computer engineer. I don't know what you're talking about. Kunle, we gotta go. There was a man of God in this Maryland that went like that. He died there, and I say it with every sense of honor to that man, because he was a man of God. One of the first people to pastor a church of 2,000 people in Maryland many years ago. But he lost his wife. I think she was ill. Then the church members advised him, Pastor, you are young. This anointing on a fine face is not too good for you. And they got him Cassie baby. One yellow thing like that. But Cassie baby has other plans. She got something in the U.S. and she said to the bishop, you know, I just think we could move on, you know. Say, no, my heart is in this work. My heart is in this work. MJ, my heart is in this work. I serve God. See, we can do this thing in the US now. You rub me. Say, what's this thing on your head? Think about it. Nothing clouds revelation like emotions. You will not hear God again. They shut all the servers down. You don't be praying, Father, what's your will? What's your will? As you are saying, what's your will? You are seeing Kennedy, what's that airport? JFK, Abby. You'll be seeing yourself there. Say, Father, only your will. Only your will. You'll be seeing yourself moving to Tampa, Florida. You'll be seeing yourself by the beach. As you are praying, you will not even be seeing the congregation again. Wow. Say, you can hand over the church to Pastor David. That's what she told the man. Who? Say, okay. So let's try. Going to the US is not the problem. But by whose authority? You, that up till now, everything you have been doing was as a result of divine instruction. You now met Cassie Baby. You started saying, let's use... Okay. The moment rationality came in, problem started. Because your rationality takes you to a place God cannot defend you. Because who told you are naked? Because I've been talking to you guys, we didn't talk about nakedness. It's the woman he gave me. You blame me again. Today you begin to sweat. The man left for the U.S., didn't tell his father in the Lord. It was his father in the Lord that told me this story. And he warned me. He said, young man, how old are you? I told him. He said, okay. Now, look at what happened to my son. He's dead now. This man of God in his quite elderly removed his shoes, stood on the rug, and told me, others stronger than you have failed. Here, nothing hidden that will not be made manifest. My son decided to relocate abroad. He didn't tell me, or he called me from the U.S. And I said, son, you are in error. Come back. He said, no, daddy, that's why I didn't tell you before going. If truly what you are doing is of God, open it, let us judge. Let us judge. But Pastor, what's God say? Are you sure you want to hear it? Irenio, but it may be a very painful tablet for you to swallow. The man of God got to the U.S., started preaching, died suddenly. Became sick and died. So it's not a palatable story. The devil looks at the foundation. He's looking at the part of your life that if he hits from that point, everything will crumble. Today, that church is no more in Nigeria. So when you hear such things, you tremble. You tremble. There was something that made the Roman Empire. Psh. There was something that made the Greek Empire. Psh. All those civilizations we read about, something happened. Somebody became too comfortable. The French Revolution, there was no bread in the country. There was scarcity. The wife of the king was doing parties. And she has a room filled up with shoes. All those shoes that make you catwalk. Like the way my wife was catwalking, and I said God spoke to me until we entered the marriage, and I noticed the thing just balanced. I said, where is the catwalk? She said, I don't know. It's your idol you are seeing. My wife said one day when she preached, she will expose me. But I tell you something. Why I love my wife, she's very smart. I'm telling you, extremely smart. It's anointing I used to chance her. Correct person, no book. Because I bring you the word of the Lord. Game over. We are the player, we are the referee. We are the one writing the score on the computer. If you like, marry a man that is only drinking good, I cannot pray. There is a level of your foundation, something that money cannot fix. He said, what can the righteous do? That means a part of that foundation was hit, and the righteous man became confused. Are we not the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? But how do you explain this? Sir, you taught us in the word that greater is he that is in us. How did you marry this woman? Something happened to the righteous. The heavens are now asking, what can this man do? And the Lord began to explain to me that there are certain things that could be wrong with your foundation that is not a prayer problem. It's a wisdom problem. The word of God says, through wisdom, a house is what? Is built. Proverbs 24, 3 or so. Please check. Proverbs, I think so. Proverbs 24, 3. I hope I'm right. Am I? True wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding, it is what? Now, you see, there are two keys here. One is wisdom. The other one is what? Understanding. The Lord told me, if the error committed in the laying of that foundation was a major one, which in this case, you are about to start a new phase of your life, but because you don't want God to say no to you, you now raise the foundation without a cornerstone. The New Testament said, well, Jesus is what? The chief cornerstone. He is the capstone. Without the capstone, that foundation is not secure. People will follow God because he is, in quote, a problem solver. They do not know that God's primary DNA is not problem solving. God is not a software. I say God is not a software. He is God. In him all things consist. If you have this Babalawo approach that we have in Nigeria to seeking God, you seek him when you have problem. There are area your foundation will be it too. Fast 40 days just to be close to him. Then let's compare. He said, through wisdom, a house is built. And the Lord said, what does wisdom tell us? Wisdom factors every investment that should be made in that foundation. Foundation is not where you manage cement. It's not where you say, Pastor, we have heard the word of God is enough. There was a lady many years ago. She has a very Christian name, very powerful Christian name. You know, some of our sisters, their name like Peace. Peace. Who has Christian name again? Joy. Right. We need righteousness. We need somebody bearing righteousness in this choir to complete the equation. Some people are, for like me, today you are righteousness. Very lovely sister. No hole in her ear. You can't get it wrong. This one will take care of your children. It's a woman of God. Woman. Whoa. Your heart can sway. Because a man's vision is driven by sight. Even those who say, I prayed on the mountain. God told me, go and check the woman. Shine bright like a diamond. Princess Diana. Nobody has gone to the mountain and come back and found the ugly woman. Even me that I was telling you that when God told me, say, that's your wife. Eventually I say, thank you. Me, my God, that really. I didn't know it's good like this. I should go and sit down. One day I will just go and start another church somewhere. Where we'll preach, nobody will start. Because this man. I thought when we sent to go to my way, my life will be peaceful. They have indoctrinated Pastor David. Everybody all over the world, they are hearing your name. Glory to God. Now, one of the problems is a wisdom problem. If you do not factor before you start, the things that you need to make this phase of your life solid, it's not where we manage cement. It's not where we are managing sand. Say, just do it like that. Just like that. It's foundation. Many did not, the Lord said, many did not sit consistently under his word to know left and right. They are, God is with us. God is with us. Do you know how busy God is? Yeah, God is with us. Ah, you are gambling. Jesus was giving, our Lord Jesus was giving the Spirit to time measure. Yet you will see, the Bible says he prayed all through the night. You are gambling. You want to leave, the day I laid the foundation of my house over there, my mom wept. She wept because she thought I would die early. I don't know where she got it. If somebody is building a house at 27 or 28, it means, see, this is how your dad started. My father built his first house before 30 in Benin, Sapele Road. Eventually, I missed the house. Sell and collect it. Though I don't see the alert, but I sell and. Because my mom, they gave the money. My dad doesn't speak his local language. My dad speaks Benin. My dad speaks Ishan. My dad speaks, what's the one they speak in Wari? Urobu. My dad speaks all those old Bende. Small like this, they almost gave me birth certificate for Delta State. Small. Small. Just like Benga. How Benga be Delta boys? No go understand. And my papa? My grandfather was buried there. They are more of a... See, I'm your kinsman, though. You don't know. Come on, I change my name. There are foundational problems people encountered because they gave the man, second wife, after fighting the war. I married this wife now just to be cooling down. Problem started. And I know what I'm saying. If I tell you something, just now, maybe it has happened to me. The Lord said if the problem is a wisdom problem, that means the foundation was not properly laid. When I was doing my foundation, I didn't know that there was anything called casting. I didn't know. It was the devil sent bricklayer or whatever. Did a shoddy job. And then I had to bring in somebody else. And the person just came here. He looked at the structure. He said, sir, look at the house over there. He said, do you like it? Two-story building. He said, yes. He said, it's not complete, but can you see how neat it is? I say yes. He said, I raised that house from scratch. Say, now, look at the other one. Say, because wisdom will bring forth our children. Do you understand me? Wisdom will not just be talking. It will... For instance, if I tell you that you can be healed instantly now, and you are still doubting, I cannot help you. Because I've prayed myself into instant miracles. It's not, it's by the grace of God, but I can just tell you for free. The brother, I still remember his name, Sesene. That's his name, Sesene. A very interesting name, Sesene. He's not like musical. Some. He said, look at us, look at us. He said, now concerning your project, we'll bring this thing down. Now, this is the word of the Lord. Whether you have the heart to accept it, it's a different thing. It's a story building. The structure, boys quarter story, story building boys quarter. I don't know, the first of its kind. There, in Moway. The guy said, we'll bring it down. Then I'm going to, we are going to put pillars, metal rods. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, he said about 17. He just said, here. I said, oh, God, I called you to come and look at this house. I didn't ask you to bring the house down. He said, do you want to live in this house? I said, you have to do it. Then he went into the soil texture, picked it. He said, look at this. There's water here. He said, so we'll bring it down. We will recast the foundation. Huh? If the foundation be destroyed, we are praying. If God tells you what you need to do, can you block that person on WhatsApp? When you know that every month he's sending 100,000 to you just for your upkeep. Can you block him? Even you say, God, have mercy. Doesn't make sense. Because God is not talking about the now. He's talking about what that journey will lead to eventually. You know, when God talks, it doesn't make sense. Don't marry her. Father, she sings like an angel. Your destiny doesn't need a singer. It needs a prayer warrior. In those days, when we were young, we used to pride ourselves, say, we'll marry women of God, women that can preach. My brother, marry your wife. Chalo, the man came, said, very thin looking guy. Thin. And he said to me, say, sir, I didn't go to school. He said, but this is the job I learned. I know it in and out. If I tell you something, take it. Don't pray. Don't take it. My brother, we brought down that building. It wasn't part of the budget. Every time when I go on my annual leave, I resume there because I have time to work on the project. Sesene, like play. I saw him take the pillars. 1, 2, 3, 4, and he did it. Sesene raised it to lintel. You know why that project stopped? The project stopped because God told me to start this church. And since then, I've never gone back there. If there was any cobble in my pocket, I've sold. So don't tell me that you say you are working with God and there's no scar. There's no price. There's nothing he took away from you. Those are the emblems of your glory. If you are working with God, everything God says to you, say yes, yes, yes. God doesn't say no to you. If I'm going back now, who do you think I'll look for? Sesene. Satan should not kiss Sesene for me. Knowledge is a key prerequisite to laying good foundation in a matter. If you don't know something, go to those who know. Don't be priding. Say, through wisdom, a house is built. But through understanding, apart from what God is doing in your life, you need to understand what God is doing. You need to understand. It's not only men that should block Cassie baby and Melinda baby. Sometimes you block your fellow man on WhatsApp. Because there's no value exchange. Some of them, I blocked one of my dear friends, a pastor. Because every time I wake up in the morning, he's only sending messages to me on WhatsApp. Things I have no bearing with my destiny. So I warn him. Stop. This thing is too much. Are you a businessman? I block him. One day I just said that, but this is not good. It's your friend, though. And now I'm blocking. All the message just now, I say, oh, Lulu. The one he sent that money, everything, epistle, with it's going to be your day is a good day. All those things that people like, happy new month. I say, hey, I block him again. Understanding is very key. It's not jacket. Understanding is not tie. Understanding is you come into a place, there's a crisis. You look at that situation. And you say, don't do that. Go and do this. It is experience that validates your understanding. When a person has walked with the Lord, sometimes people come to me in this is my office. They say, the Lord told me, and I'm laughing. You have not said what you want to say. I already know it's not God. It's experience. It's experience from having suffered painfully for assuming God spoke. My first experience with the occult world was through a false spirit that told me his name was Jesus. 1993. I can't forget. Something that happened to your destiny, you can't forget. He appeared to me in the classroom. So I'm the one who died for you. And I say, come and hug me. Come and hug me. Eh? I was too excited because I was reading again in those days. We'll write our own book. My brother, I don't know if you want to be showing this kind of thing, but I don't know. People don't. From that day, Kenny, I started sleeping with snakes. Snakes as tall as this building. I can still see. It was Brother Lawrence that God used for me. So the Lord says that we should come get you quickly. He saw me on the road. That something is happening to you. Something is being, they are touching you somewhere. There are demonic infestations in your life. Brother Lawrence, an SS1 student, but with so much grace and power. So, I don't know too many things, so, but I can tell you about the ones my eyes have. This is not another person's story. This is the person talking to you. But Lawrence took me to a class that was abandoned. In those days in Command Secondary School, the GSS classes, I don't know how it is in your school, Tina, but they are at the back. If you are shouting there, nobody will hear you. And he came with Brother Humphrey and one other brother. And they put me, in those days, we'll put you in the circle. We want to pray for you. Now it's one that people are chewing gum and they are praying. And Brother Humphrey, Brother Lawrence took a song. I can never forget that song. Arise, O God, let your enemies be. It was like a warrior chant. When he lifted that song, it was like a warrior was chanting. My brothers, before God and man, the snake moved in my literal body. Like this. Moved. They didn't pray. It was a chant. When God tells you that you are a prayer intercessor, you are a warrior, you are a worship, you don't know what it can do. It was Brother Lawrence that explained that part to me. Because people are looking down their ministry. Arise, O God! He raised the thing manifested. I opened my eyes. I saw the thing slithered physically. No, I wasn't praying. I opened my eyes when I felt things moving in my body. I was born again. I was speaking in tongues, but sleeping with snakes. Sorry, enough of secrets. But do you understand what I'm saying? This is not every lady is an Ogbanje. This is a brother. This is a woman, spirit of God. You have three wives. They are even giving birth. Brother Lawrence, I said, brother, don't single. I beg. Time don't go. You come for this gist another day. People don't understand my quest to know the supernatural realm. It was because of what my eyes saw. I saw how my parents trusted in the supernatural realm and it failed them because they went through a wrong channel. I saw it. I saw people who came into my house and gave my parents false hope. They said, God said, and after they left, things took a turn for the worse. And I heard the voice of my dad when he passed on. And it was the song on his lips. A song on his lips as he crossed over that he was singing. I still remember that song. And I remember his last charge to my mom. Blood is thicker than water. Don't envy anybody. Don't fight anybody. Those are his final words. So, you can wear suitor you like. You can lie to yourself. The divorce in your family is a pattern that has been set and needs to be corrected. The pattern of people being pregnant and not, carrying to full tenor. 1, 2, 3 times is a pattern. You have to address it. You may be a preacher. You may be anointed. But you have to look at if that foundation of your ministry may be okay. But this one for the marriage may be having issues. It was Brother Lawrence took me, he left the class, took me into a room that I didn't know was in that school. It maybe belonged to a teacher or a master or something. He took me to that room. It was a very small room about this shape. And the three of them came in and they told me to sit down. I sat on a chair. In that darkness, Karliba, Iraka, no prayer point, Irada, Ibrusha, they started praying in tongues. It's not that I say, in Jesus' name we are praying. Now you take this prayer. What is going on in this boy? He's not, this one is tongues. And they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, maybe an hour, 2 hours. All of a sudden, my eyes opened in the spirit. And I saw 2 rings from this finger. This wedding finger. I didn't know it was wedding finger then anyway. And it dropped. It was the noise of the rings that made me open my... But when I opened it into the spirit realm. It everywhere was dark. But I saw it. It dropped. The moment it dropped, Brother Lawrence opened his eyes and said, Amen. It's done. He didn't know what I saw. I didn't even share it with him. But he picked the frequency. Something just happened. Because when people want to see physical manifestations, they don't believe they are miracle because somebody fell under and that person did not fall. God did not come today. Error. Do you know what happened to me after that day? I will walk in school and I will be seeing serpents. You know, in those days when I was in the association, some of these dance steps, and I said this thing before, that we popularize now, it's been existing there for years. There are all these serpentine moves. You think you're having a good time. It's the one we danced last that we gave you people. And you people give all kind of nice names. So I'm not saying you should not dance, but I'm just telling you, anything you are seeing with your 2 eyes, check it well. Now, I don't know if we will let this message go out because it has too many dark secrets. But it's for your good. Don't close your eyes and assume. That's just what I'm telling you. If you have seen any pattern, address it. Don't say, do you know how much I spent before we raised it? We had raised the building to the window level. Sesene said, if I touch this work, it has to come down. If I touch it, sir, I will bring this thing down. I will recast the foundation. On that foundation alone, that period, I spent close to 200,000. Recasting. At the end of the day, when he finished, I'll say, where is the cast? He said, this mountain. I couldn't see it. I don't know if people who know about building. You know, you cast the... I say, this thing doesn't make any difference. Say, sir, this is what will make you live long in this house. Because without that casting, on water, and the building is on water. Wisdom is profitable to die. What that means is that when you have observed the situation, wisdom will tell you what you need to do. This one, go on a retreat with God's word. Meditate on God's word till that hold over your mind is broken. Whatever came into your life by imagination, by thoughts, by watching some kind of films, you will need to replace with another kind of thought, another kind of image to reverse that trend, not just prayer. Some people have prayed and after the 7 days prayer went back to what they thought they were praying about against. The Lord give us wisdom. It's easy for me to come here and look like a champion to you. But I can tell you, I've had my own fair share of suffering. That's why I just cling to God. I just cling to God. We are trying to still know Him. Because a lot of things are not as they appear physically. A lot of things are not as they appear. The Lord give us wisdom. Please go back and meditate on that scripture. I have a number of other scriptures. But if you think that David's love for women didn't affect his son. You are making a mistake. The son only took it to the next level. And Abraham loved fair women. Same thing with Isaac. Same thing with Jacob. But they are patriarchs of faith. Those who believe are blessed with righteous Abraham. But he loved fair women. He must be yellow. So, don't lie to yourself and give yourself the impression things are okay. Yes, in the Lord, you are perfected. But these other foundations that can affect your future eventually. So we have just how many days to the end of this fast? 4 days, K. Who said? Huh? No, till the end of the month. Today is 18th. Some people are praying that the fasting should end. Who said 30 days? I said, you are wicked, though. But how many of you sincerely believe you are better for it? You believe you are better for it? Since you've been fasting, God spoke to you. Please, raise your hands. Now, what makes prophecy to fail is foundation. Why people hear God and they don't see manifestation? The prophecy will never rest on a faulty foundation. It will destroy it. It's like putting the weight of a caterpillar on a small stone. You say, God, but you told me. Every time God is still repeating the same prophecy, check the foundation. Something is wrong. There is no alignment. The Lord will give us wisdom. As we go into the week, I want to appeal to you. Make a decision to be serious for the rest 14 days or 13 days of this prayer. It's not the time to be chatty with a woman. We are settling some things permanently.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget about the woman for now. Forget about the man. Forget about the man. We are talking about destiny issues here.
Yes, sir.
See, there are people I've prayed for. Same day that I prayed for them, they got a job. And I asked the wonderful sister, how much is that? I said, 4 million per month. Same day. Not the next day. Same day. And then I look at myself, oh boy, you get anointing like this? Ha! I want to be using this anointing for myself. Oh. Because me, I'm still trusting God for my daily bread. See, Pastor, God bless you. Pastor, God bless you. Me, I was just thinking about my life. But when a prophetic word is coming, it must meet a ready heart. It must meet a solid foundation. That's what I'm saying. It's your heart. Hallelujah. Your healing is perfected.
Amen.
And your joy is full.
Amen.
There will be no delay anymore.
Amen.
I said there won't be delay again.
Amen.
We have come all this distance from the first day. Today is the 18th day. I prophesy to you. That which your eyes have not seen before. That which is from God that your ears have not heard before. That which has not even entered into your heart. This week, God will put in your hands.
Yes.